Okay, Gemar Tov, a good Motzi Yom Kippur to everybody. Let's Bez Hashem B'li Nedar. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is L'Ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's Daf Yom Kippur, Tav Shin Pei Aleph, was Daf Nun, Erevin Daf Nun, and we are right at the top of the page where it says Gufa. Not at the top of the page, about 10 lines down. I think that's where we are. Is that where we are? No. No? That's where we are? Gufa. Got it. Okay. Gufa, we learned previously, Amar Rabba called Davar She'eino B'zeh Achar Zeh. Anything that you are not allowed to do one after the other, Afilu B'vas Achas Eino. Anything that you're not allowed to do one after another, you can't even do them at the same time. That's Rabba's rule. Esve Abaye L'Rabba, Abaye Eskens Rabba. Really, it's true that anything that you can't do one after another, so you can't do it at the same time? Hamar b'mamasros. Let's say a person gives too much meiser. He has 100 bushels. He's supposed to give 10 bushels as meiser. He gives 20 bushels. Peirosev mitukanim. So the meiser works in terms of fixing the other 80. Umasrosev mikukalim. But the meiser is nisht git meiser. It's not good meiser. Because you can't give too much. And meiser is not chal on anything above 10. Now, ask the Gemara, why does it work to fix the fruit? Why does it work to fix the fruit? Lema kol she'eno b'zachazafi b'vasachas eino. If you gave 10 bushels as meiser, and then you said, I want to be a nice guy, I'm going to give the levy another 10 bushels. It wouldn't work. The second 10 would not be meiser whatsoever. So if they don't work one after another, then they shouldn't work at the same time. It should not be meiser at all, according to this rule. Answers the Gemara, Shiny meiser de'isei l'chatzayin. Meiser is different. You know why meiser does work at the same time? Because meiser would work on every half of fruit. Let's say you're giving meiser on tomatoes. So instead of giving 10 bushels of tomatoes, you give 20 bushels. Each bushel, half the bushel, could be meiser. It's isa l'chatzon. It could work in halves. D'yomar tikdosh palga palga d'chitza kodsha. If you would say you want every half a chita to be holy, that would work. And that's why it works at one time. Not because all of it becomes meiser, but because half of all of it becomes meiser. Okay, the Gemara says, fine, you got me on Maiser. What about Maiser Behema? Varai Maiser Behema, the less al Chatzain. Maiser Behema, you couldn't give that answer. There's no such thing as a half an animal becoming Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema is only with whole animals. The Amar Rabba, Yatsu Shnayim Basiri, let's say two animals jump out together as number 10 of the pen. Ukra'an Asiri, and you said you designated both as the 10th. You designated both of them as the 10th. So one of them is the 10th and one of them is the 11th. You don't know which is which. Now one of them becomes the 10th. So you see that it does work as Meiser, even though if you did it one after another, you couldn't call two of them as the 10th. And yet if that happens at the same time, so one of them becomes the 10th. Answers the Gemara, Shani Omer, I'm sorry, Shani Meiser, Meiser Behem, Shani Meiser Behem is different. De'isei b'zeh achar zeh. Really, there is a scenario where more than one animal could have the status of Meiser if you do them one after another. Really? How is that? It says the Gemara, Bita'os, where you make a mistake. Disnan, because we learned in Bechairus. Kara l'chi asiri. Let's say you're counting as you go. You don't know how to count so well. You're a little drunk. Whatever it is, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. You counted the ninth one as 10. Karlachi Asiri, and then you realize your mistake. So to add insult to injury, so you call the 10th one the ninth. Ulasiri Chi. But now that you're all messed up, you all fablunged. Ulacharasar Asiri. So you called the 11th one the 10 again. Uh-oh. Shlashtan Mikudashin. All three of them have the status of Meiser Behema. Really? So here you see, so Maiser Behema is not something that's Eino B'Zeachar Zeh, and therefore it doesn't work with Bas Hachas. It's Yeshno B'Zeachar Zeh. It does work B'Zeachar Zeh. Now, what's the status of all three of these animals? So in the Mishnah over there, in Maseches Bechoros, it says, the ninth one that you called the tenth, you wait till it gets a mum, and you can eat it with a mum. The tenth one that you call the ninth is Maiser, and the 11th one has the status of Shlomim. So you see, the Behema is Chal on the 11th one, at least gets the status of a Shlomim. It's like an honorary Maiser Behema. So you see, this is not a good example of Eino B'Zeachar Zeh, because it's Yeshno B'Zeachar Zeh, because even if you go one after another, if it's a mistake, it does have somewhat of a status of Maiser. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's ask a question on this rule from another. Again, what rule? We're talking about the rule of Kol She'eino B'Zeachar Zeh, anything that can't be done one after another, you also can't do it at the same time. Ask the Gemara, V'harei Toda, what about Chalos Toda? Chalos Toda. So the halacha is if you bring a carbon toda. Why do you bring carbon toda? You want to thank Hashem for being ill and getting healed, or another reason. So you know, with a carbon toda, you bring 40 chalas. 10 of them are chametz, and then you have chalos, rikikin, and revucha. 10 of each. Varei toda deleka, but delesa beto. So if you mistakenly make 80, so then it doesn't work. V'lesa b'zeachar zeh. So if you make 40, and then you want, I want to be nice, I'll make another 40. No, it doesn't work. V'idmar toda shenishchada al shmonim chalos. Let's say the guy brings 80 chalos. So b'zeachar zeh, it doesn't work. What if he brings 80 chalos? Chizkiyah amar kitchu ala arba mitoch shmonim. Chizkiyah says 40 out of the 80 are holy. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kitchu ala arba mitoch shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says, since you tried to bring 80 at the same time, none of them work. All 80 of them don't work. Now, whenever there's a machlokas, Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, who do you follow? Now, you would have thought Rabbi Yochanan. However, it's not true. The Rashba here points out, whenever Rabbi Yochanan is machlokas, Chizkiyah, who do you follow? Chizkiyah. You know why? Because Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. So we follow Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah says over here, 40 work, even though it's Bevas Achas. So this is against the rule. If you tried to do 40, then another 40, it wouldn't work. But you do it at the same time, 40 then become holy according to Chizkiyah. So that's a question against Rabbah. Answers the Gemara, Ha'it Ma'alah, Amar Rabbi Zera, Hakol Modim, Hechav Da'amar Liktishu Arboim Mitoch Shmonim Dekachi. Both Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan agree. Rechata Adonu Hinu Echlam Shakon Nivar. Both Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan agree in a case where the guy said, I'm bringing 80, but I only want 40 of them to be holy. He just doesn't designate which 40. So then Kedusha will work on 40 of them. Everyone agrees. Which 40 is a good question. So, lo yikdushu arbaim elam kin katshu shmonim. And if he says, I want all 80 to be holy, everyone agrees, kuliyam lepiga delo katshu. Nothing works. So that's why it's not against the rule. It's not against the rule, because the rule here applies too. Since you couldn't do one after another, if you make all 80 of them, it wouldn't work. Ki pligi bistama. The machlokas is where you don't stipulate. You just bring 80 loaves, and you don't say what your intention is. Mar savar la'achrayis kamachavim. Chizkiyah holds, the reason you're bringing 80 is in case 40 of them become tame, you'll have another 40. La'achrayis. Va'al tenai aysinu. And the other 40 are meant to be a condition that if the first 40 become tame, so then the second 40 will be backup. That's what Chizkiyah holds. And that's why Chizkiyah holds that 40 of them work. So he holds when you just bring 80 bistama, your intention is I want 40 to be holy and the other 40 to be backup. Umar savar le carbon gadol kamachavim. Rabbi Yochanan says if you don't stipulate, what you probably mean is to bring all 80 holy, and that doesn't work, and therefore none of them work, because we do uphold the rule They both agree to the rule of kol sheyesh no bezeh achar zeh afilu bevasachas eino. Fine. Let's continue. Amar Abaye. Now, going back to the case of the tree. Remember the case of the tree in the Mishnah? Guy's walking Erev Shabbos. The sun is setting. He sees a tree ahead of him. He's got 4,000 amos to get to the house. He says, the tree is 2,000 amos away. I want my shvisa to be under the tree. This way I can walk home. So what did the Mishnah say? If it's just under the shade of the tree, that's no good because it's too big. But if it's under the on the trunk of the tree, it's only 4 amos, that's considered to be a legit area. Oh. Amar Abaye, lo shanu. This that we said that it doesn't work when you say you want your shvisa to be under the shade of the tree. Ela be'ilan shetacht of shtemes re'ama. A city that has tree that has 12 amos of area under the shade of the tree. Then it doesn't work at all. Avo be'ilan she'ein tacht of shtemes re'ama. But if it's just 11 amos, hare mitzvah beis onikar. So if it's 11 amos, the middle four are for sure you're going to have something from the middle four, and that's considered to be specified enough. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, why is that specified? How do you know he means the middle four? Maybe he means four on the right or four on the left, in which case you still don't know. It doesn't help you. You're right. Lo shano ela be'ilan shetachtav shmona amos. The problem is if it's 8 amos, avo be'ilan shetachtav sheva amos, if you only have 7 amos of shade under the tree, so then you know that the 4 middle amos will definitely, at least one ama, that middle ama, the middle ama of the 7, you know for sure is going to be included. That's considered to be specified enough. And that would work. Avo be'ilan shetachtav sheva amos, hare miktas beiso nikar. Everybody would agree that would work. Even Rav, who in the Mishnah said, lo amar klum, would agree that that would work. Now, the Gemara says, tani kavasi de Rav, tani kavasi de Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had a machlokas in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, let's say it's a 12 amos under the tree or 20 amos under the tree, the guy says, I want to be kona shvisa under the tree. So the Mishnah says, lo amar klum. That's no good. But Rav and Shmuel had a dispute. What do the words lo amar klum mean? Rashi said lo amar klum means it's zero, nothing. You get zero and you only have your own 4 amos where you are. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Shmuel says, no, lo amar klum means you're allowed to walk to the tree, but you're only allowed to walk to the closest side of the tree, not the far side of the tree. Therefore, you can't walk home. Because your home is outside of two. That's what it means, lo amar klum, meaning you don't acquire the area of the tree that you wanted. That you don't get. So the Gemara says, Tanya kavasei derav, Tanya kavasei deshmuel. Tanya kavasei derav. I'll bring you a brisa in support of Rav. What's the brisa in support of Rav? Misha ba baderech. The chashchalo, guys walking along the road Erev Shabbos and the sun is setting. V'hayamakir ilon ogader, and you see a tree or a fence, a wall in front of you around 2,000 amos away. V'amar shvisasi tachtav, and you say, I want my area shvisa to be under that tree or under that wall. Lo amar klum. It's worthless, meaningless. Because it's too large an area. It's not a 4-ama area. And it's not an enclosed area. We'll see later on, tomorrow's daf. Aval im amar shvisasi b'makom ploni. However, if you say, shvisasi b'makom ploni, if you say, I want my area shvisa to be in a specific place that is enclosed by walls, even if it's larger than 4 amos, but if it's a clearly defined place that's enclosed by walls, mahalech adja megilo samakum, so then you are kona shvisa in that place. You could walk till that place. Higilo samakum mahalech is kulo, and in that place, even if that place is more than 4 amos, you could walk in the whole area. V'chutzala al payamama, and you could even walk 2,000 amos beyond it. Again, what's the difference between that and the tree? Apparently, so the tree is not mavura. It's not covered by walls. It's not considered to be a specific place. But here, if it's an area that's enclosed in a wall, you're allowed to walk the whole area plus another 2,000. If it's a clearly demarcated place that has walls, it's a mound that's 10 tvachim tall. Even if it's very large, larger than 4 amos. V'chein bika, or a valley, shehi amuka asar, it's 10 tfachim deep, v'me'ar amas vad beis asayim. That's a clearly defined place. Aval b'makom she'ein v'suyam. However, if it's not a specifically defined place, ein lo ela arba amos. So then, you only have 4 amos. Meaning you only have 4 amos of shvisa there. And from there, you have 2,000 amos past it. Hayu shnayim echad makir ve'echad she'eno makir. Let's say you have 2 people walking along the road. One of them knows the area. One of them doesn't know the area. Zeh she'eno makir moser shvisa lo makir. The guy who doesn't know the area could say to the guy who does know the area, I'm just going to camp with you. He says, tehei shvisa si imcha. And the guy who knows the area, he will say, together we will dwell in that place. Now all this is true, when you identify the clear 4 amos that you intend to be shoves in, even if it's a makom she'ein mesuyim, but you identify which 4 amos. Avalosiyem, right, like you say, I want to be at the base of the tree. But if you don't identify exactly which 4 amos, it's not a walled area, and you don't identify which 4 amos you are being shoves in, like you just say, under the shade of the tree, lo yazuz mimkomo. Not only are you not allowed to use the tree, you're not allowed to even move from your spot. You have to stay in your spot. So this is a clear proof to who? It's a clear proof to Rav. That if you say under the tree, lo amar klum, means you get nothing. You can't even walk there. You messed it up, and you have to stay in your own location. Says the Gemara, well, okay, fine. Maybe this price is now a question against Shmuel. Lema tefted to yufted to Shmuel. Maybe this price is a question against Shmuel. Amalach Shmuel, no. Hachem mayaskinan kigon de'ika mimakam ragla v'adi karo. We're talking about a case that from the place where he is up until the base of the tree is 2,004 amos. If you intended on the far side of the tree, so then the place that you established your residence is outside the tchum, and that's why you can't go anywhere. And that's what the Brisa says, if you specifically designate the 4 amos on the closer side, so that works. You could walk there and then 2,000 amos past it. But if you don't say the specific side that you're talking about, you're not allowed to go anywhere because maybe you intended for the other side of the tree and that's outside the tchum. So that's why it's not against Shmuel, because Shmuel could just answer you. We're talking about a case where it's past the other side of the tree is past the 2,000 amos, and that's why you got to stay where you are. But if the other side of the tree was within the 2,000 amos, you don't necessarily have to stay. He would agree that you don't have to stay where you are, even though you didn't clearly say, because it's either the front side or the back side. Tani Kavasi to Shmuel. We also have a brice in support of Shmuel. So the last brice was in support of Rav. Now we also have another brice in support of Shmuel who said that when it said lo amar klum, it means, doesn't mean you can't go at all. It just means you can't go past it. You got to stop there. Tav irev l'shtei ruchos. Let's say a guy made a mistake and he made one eruv of 2,000 amos to the east and one eruv of 2,000 amos to the west. What was his mistake? He thought that 10 in the morning he can go 4,000 amos to the east and 2 in the afternoon he can go 4,000 amos to the west. He thought you could go to both sides. Tav yir l'shtei ruchos. Kimeduma hu shema'arvan lo shtei ruchos. Since he thought both are legit, Osham alavad v'tzuv irvali, you told his slaves, go and make me a Reuven. Echad irev alav l'tzafon, v'echad irev alav l'darom. One went to the north and one went to the south. So he has to be machmi like both. Mahalech l'tzafon k'eruva l'darom. So you're allowed to walk north the amount of amos that your south erev will allow you. Ladarom keiruva letzafon, and you can walk south the amount that your north eruv would allow. For instance, let's say you made the eruv 1,000 amos to the north and 1,000 amos to the south. So in such a case, you could walk 1,000 amos. Then you're allowed to walk 1,000 amos north and 1,000 amos south, because either eruv you have, you're allowed to walk that's 2,000 amos within either eruv. However, if they made it 2,000 amas north and 2,000 amas south, lo yazuz mimkomo, you're not allowed to move anywhere, because your area of dwelling is either 2,000 amas south, 2,000 north, which means you're not allowed to take one step to the north or one step to the south. You can't take one step to the north because maybe your kvius is to the south. You can't take one step to the south because maybe your kvius is to the north. So from this brisa, you see, this is a raya to Shmuel. And if you have a suffix, we don't say you're not kona shvisa at all. We're machmir in both directions. Like Rav would have said in this case, hey, you made two Arabs, neither of them work, so you're left with your home base. But Shmuel says, no, we don't say it doesn't work at all. We say both of them work, and you have to be machmir like both of them. So therefore, you cannot take one step north or one step south. Wow. So it's a raya, this brisa, is a raya to Shmuel against Rav. Because here you see, it's a paradox. Lo amar klum, meaning you're, right? Shmuel said, we don't say lo amar klum. We say the Erev's work. That's what this is saying. Both Erev's work, l'chumra. You have to be machmir like both Erev's. If it was according to Rav, you would say lo amar klum. Once you've messed it up, so no Erev's work, so you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos from where you are. We say, no, you can't walk even one foot in either direction, because both Erev's work. That's like Shmuel. Says the Gemara, okay, good, it's a raya to Shmuel. Lema tevet tiyufta de Rav, so maybe this price is a question of this Rav. Answers the Gemara, Rav tanahu upalig. Rav tanahu upalig. The answer is that we don't ask kashas against Rav, because even though Rav was an Amora, he was such a chashuva Amora that he's allowed to argue on brises. So don't bring kashas against Rav, because Rav says, I'm a Tana, I have the status of a Tana. And he can argue on, a brisa. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning, the daf will be at 7:05, back to the regularly scheduled time, 7:05. And I want to wish everybody again a Gemar Tov.
For Shmuel.